You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. The dictionary defines ethical as being in accordance with the rules for right conduct. Recent news stories cite numerous examples of politicians and business officials acting unethically, resulting in corruption, an economic crisis, and public distrust. John Chamberlain directs the Center for Ethics in Public Life at the University of Michigan. He says the ethical standards in both sectors are weak.
I think the recent front page attention to ethical lapses, to corruption, to scandal in both the business sectors and in government share a certain root. That is, that people in both of these sectors are interested in exercising power. They're interested in accumulating resources. Money and power here are both means to the ends they want to achieve, but they're also the way we reckon success. And the competitive structures of both a market and a partisan political system drive people in these directions. And in both, the ethical standards are rather weak. There's more attention to the question of will I get caught than is this the wrong thing to do. And what I think is particularly interesting is that the economic crisis we face, to get out of that depends upon strong government behavior, strong effective programs at a time when the behavior of many elected officials is further eroding the trust that Americans have in their government.
The reason behind the unethical behavior is the individual's desire for personal gain.
Bernard Madoff's Ponzi scheme that bilked investors out of billions of dollars. This is clearly an illegal enterprise, and what keeps it going is his ability to cover up the fact that it's an illegal Ponzi scheme. What makes it unethical in some ways is the way he had to keep the next round of investors on the hook and the things he had to say to them. He did this to his friends. He did it to the favorite charities of his friends. There's just all kinds of norms about good people don't do that to their friends, let alone to others. And it's also a case of failed regulation. We have structures in place that are intended to respond to this. They didn't work. The governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, has been impeached by the House in Illinois. The offense there is unethical in the sense that he was using his political power to trade an appointment to the U.S. Senate for personal gain, for a position when he leaves office, for a position for members of his family. A clear norm that if you hold elected office, you cannot use it for self-dealing. Actions like that feed the distrust that American citizens have of their elected officials and the ability of government to serve the public interest rather than some interest that's hidden behind closed doors. That people in these positions need either money, power, influence in order to move to the next step. They want to stay in the game. They do what's necessary to improve their position in the game. And they justify it by, well, in the long run, on the political side particularly, the citizens of Illinois would be better off for having me running the situation.
Chamberlain cites several deterrents to curb unethical actions.
There are regulations we could pass. Campaign finance would be one way to go at this. There are financial disclosures, a variety of things you can do for politicians to make the system more transparent and to try to keep money out that's there to buy influence. But it's expensive to do that. There's limited taste among the public for doing that. But in some states that have passed strong public financing of campaigns, it moves in the direction it ought to move. Clearly, you can, as you identify particular kinds of behavior, make them illegal. Then you can go after them with prosecutors rather than go after them with a campaign about ethics. I think that solid investigative journalism is one way to keep all of these actors on their toes. And right now, the American newspaper industry seems going in the other direction in terms of its resources and the staff to do that, to keep the public informed, to use being on the front page as a genuine threat so that if they are thinking about, will I get caught, the answer is, yeah, I might get caught. I shouldn't do this kind of thing.
Chamberlain is a professor at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy and the Department of Political Science.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.